Hello, everybody. Lashana Tova. Happy Rosh Hashanah. Happy head of the year. Starting on Wednesday, October 2nd at sundown. Yes, the Hebrew year 5784 will be done and 5785 will be here. The year of Pei Hei. That's 8580 or is the letter number Pei, which means voice, and five is grace, the voice of grace. God's overwhelming grace is going to be seen this year, 5785. It's such an exciting time. God is going to be doing amazing things. He's going to be sending forth his overwhelming grace into the earth. Do you know Yehovah is written in the Hebrew YHVH, Yud Hey Vav Hey? Okay, which is the Hays are Yud is 10, Yud Hey is 5, Va is 6, which means like broken man, and then 5 is grace. Yehovah is the word Yud Hey Vav Hey, which means 5. 10, 5, 6, 5, okay? So much grace, double grace on that, right? Why is that important? Because we know that 5, if you open up your hand, right? Hands of grace, and 6 is the broken man nailed in grace. Ooh, hallelujah. Wow, Yeshua Mashiach is our Redeemer. And this is what we remember on Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the year. It is the time we blow the trumpet in Zion. It's also called the Feast of Trumpets. It is a time known for an ushering in time. It is the coronation of the king. It is the birth of Adam and Eve. It's the birth of humanity, which we would say, if this is the year 5785, that creation was born 5,785 years ago. Of course, that bus science, which says that we're like in the 6 million whatever, okay, but 5785, okay, according to the Hebrew calendar. And so we're coming up on the year 6,000. I talk about that in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Now's the time to get a copy of that book. Come on. I'm telling you right now, that book is going to open up your eyes here in this seventh month on the religious calendar, or the first month on the Hebrew calendar, called the month of Tishri. Okay, and so this particular month is a time where three feasts occur. We have Rosh Hashanah or Lashana Tova, which is happening here on October 2nd at sundown. Then we have 10 days later, Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, which is the second feast. And then we have 5 days after that, starting on the 17th, we have the Feast of Tabernacles, the Festival of Joy. And that goes for 7 days and then ends with an eighth day. And then eighth day is Shemini Asteret, or Simchat Torah. And that day is considered to be a holy day in which God says, I want one more day with my people. We would know that this past year as the day that Israel was first attacked. And so we're coming up on that last month here. It has been 12 months of Israel coming under fire. And so this is a month where we are believing for the end of this trial, if it shall be, in the name of Jesus. Come on, we are stepping into this new season. It's a very, very special time. It's a time of celebration. It's a time of first fruits. It's a time of giving to the Lord. I'm going to read some scriptures to you, but I need you to begin to start thinking about, we are in what's called a season of Teshuvah that started on the first of Elul, which was the sixth month. So now we're coming into almost 30 days of that, with only 10 more days left, which ends on October 12th, or the Day of Atonement. And so Teshuvah Teshuva is a time, it means to return or to repent. It's a time where we consider our ways. And we, if you've been listening to my messages the last 3 weeks, I've been talking to you about consider your ways. I've been talking to you about the fact that God says from Haggai chapter 1, it is time to consider our ways as we're building into his new year of 5785. What are we supposed to consider? We're supposed to consider how our self is so actively involved in our building process. We need to put on more faith. We need to stop writing out a vision that is about fulfilling a deficit. And instead, we write out a vision, we make it plain for what God wants to do in bringing forth a vision. Visions come forth from fullness, not from deficit. It's true that problems need to be solved, and a problem is a deficit, right? There needs to be a word that comes forth to solve problems. But in this year 5785 in Haggai chapter 1 and 2, God spoke to the people about stop paying attention to your problems and come to build the temple of the Lord. And I need you to do it with a different mindset. So we consider our ways. We come to a place of repentance. We come to a place of returning to the Lord. And Rosh Hashanah, or Lashana Tova, the first day, head of the year, Feast of Trumpets, blow the trumpet in Zion, is the first day of a 12-day period, which of course will culminate, it's really a 10-day period, it's going to culminate on October 12th, but it is a time we call the 10 days of awe, okay? And what's that, 10 days of awe? Well, it's a time where we're heavily considering our ways. It's the last 10 days of Teshuvah. It's the 40-day period ending on October 12th. So this is the time we've come into the brand new year. If there's anything that needs to be left behind, now is the time, and you need to pick up your faith and begin to start running. And we pick up our faith these last 10 days before the Day of Atonement from an understanding that we are in a celebration. We are in a celebration of the year of overwhelming grace. So how is God extending to you his grace for the upcoming year? What is it that he is speaking to you about change, about things that need to happen so that you can step in not only personally to the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for you, but in your contribution to the kingdom? How is your kingdom business? How is your marketplace ministry? How is your family ministry? How is your ministry in your community advancing what God wants to do in the earth? How is grace becoming a foremost in your building? Not only the grace of God that he's going to provide for all of your needs, provision, protection, and acceptance to help you build, but what kind of grace will be extended to those people that you are going to impact because you're building right in the year 5785. So these are just some questions. We got to consider some of these things. We've got to ask the Lord some of these things. So this is a time in accordance with Joel chapter 2, and I want to read to you some scriptures, powerful scriptures, as we come into this month, because this is a time where God wants us to enter into the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of fasting, 10 days of repentance, 10 days of seeking God for a cleansing. Why would you need to be cleansed and purified? You need to be cleansed and purified because God is taking you to a greater revelation of his grace. And grace meaning that you're going to build from the mountain up. Remember, he said, come up to my mountain and build. What is up in Revelation chapter 4 when God speaks to the Apostle John and says, come up here, I have some things I want to show you. What is that word up? It's the word Ido. It means come, I got a new perception, a new vision that I want to give you of where I'm calling you to be, Apostle John. And so we're called to come up to that mountain, to begin to look up, to begin to see up. So I just agree with God right now. These next 10 days of awe are going to be a 10 days of awe. I'm awestruck with God and what it is that he has shown me and revealed to me about who he is in his word, who he is in the Torah, who he is in the Old Testament and the New Testament, who he is as my king coronated, who he is as king of the universe. Because we're blowing the trumpet in Zion, the shofar blasts we're shofar blasting that the king has come and it is his coronation time. So these three feasts are not only present, but they're also future, because we will indeed blow the trumpet in Zion. And at that time, Jesus, our Messiah, will return for a second time. The Jewish people are waiting for him to return once, but those of us as Messianic Jews or as Christians, we are believing he's coming back for a second time. So these three feasts that we find in the month of Tishri are not only present, but they're also future. And so they're a revelation of who God is. And so God says, let's blow the trumpet. Let's make an exclamation that I am here and that I am coming. Whew, I'm getting excited. So let these 10 days be 10 days of awe, the awe of God, the awes of God, like, ah, I'm so awed by you, God, that you are just so filled with blessing and love and grace upon my life, that you would supply all of my needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus, that you would bring me all that I need for provision, protection, and acceptance. I want to give you thankfulness and gratefulness, Father, for my life. You saved me from death by grace through faith. I have been saved. Let us declare and decree the reformation coming forth now in the name of Jesus. I've been ministering a lot in Europe, and I'll be going back again in December. And I'm so excited because there is a reformation that is happening in Europe right now. God is stirring tremendously an understanding again of new levels of grace. Martin Luther brought forth levels of revelation, but the people took the grace and ran with it inappropriately, and it became licentiousness, and people started doing crazy things, and they got impure, and they started breaking the laws of God. They were breaking the commandments. But God says, it is time to return to me and who I am at the core. Come back into covenant with me. And the covenant was written according to the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 19 and 20. Come back to this place, and then let me build with you from here. Let us build the kingdom. There's a new reformation coming to Europe. There's a new reformation coming to the nations. Woohoo! I declare it and decree it for America as well. And on October 12th, for those of you who've not been following the news, we are going to be in the Washington Mall on the Day of Atonement. Come out, Christians from all over. It's the Esther movement, the Mordecai movement. We're going to stand on the Washington Mall and declare victory in Jesus. It will be a solemn assembly, because that's what Yom Kippur is. It's a time of asking God for forgiveness. It's a time where God calls us not only to ask for forgiveness from others, which we will be doing during the 10 days of awe, but then this is a time where we ask forgiveness from God. Now, the Jewish people that day will fast, and they will pray for 25 hours, that they will be seeking God for forgiveness, but there will be no blood sacrifice for their sin because the temples have been destroyed. But in accordance with the book of Hebrews, we know one who has come, that is Messiah Yeshua HaMashiach, and he was the high priest in the order of Melchizedek, and he shed his blood on the cross for us, and he went up on that day on the mercy seat, and he put his blood in the Holy of Holies on the heavenly tabernacle. He went up high in the heavenly tabernacle, and he put his blood there, and he said, it is finished. And that is what we will declare that day, that we come and we stand together as a nation in the United States, or as nations that come and join with us. So this time is the 10 to 12 days prior to that October 12th, which is the second feast during the month of Tishri. And then we're going to rejoice all during the Feast of Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles, which happens only 5 days later. So let's get ready. Let me read you some scriptures. Okay, let's go to Joel chapter 2, because listen, this is a very important time. I need you to be getting this down, okay? So Joel chapter 2, verse 15. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage a reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then the Lord will be jealous for his land, and he will have pity on his people. So that is what Rosh Hashanah starts, the 10 days of awe. That's what that solemn assembly fasting time is before we come together on the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, the highest holy day of the year. So God says, listen, it's a time to return to him. It's a time to say, God, deal with me, cleanse me, purify me, make me holy, that I might run with the vision of how I can build in this year of 5785 off of the knowledge and understanding of grace, your grace that saves me to my core, where I was a wretch, where I was miserable. Your grace has come upon me and raised me up and seated me with you in heavenly places. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. Listen, God is going to change your eyes. He says, come up here to the mountain and build. During these 10 days, I want you to focus on an eye shift. The Lord says, recover your sight now. You need to come away from Bleepo to Ido, okay? Bleepo to Ido. Bleepo seeing in the natural. Ido is seeing in covenant relationship with the God. See, this is a time for Messianic Jews and Christians to celebrate that Jesus, our high priest, came and put his blood and made us holy and righteous before him and before God himself. We are okay with God. Come on, this is getting exciting. Now, what else is important about Joel chapter 2? Okay, so there's so many nuggets in Joel chapter 2, because this is a month of seven special blessings. Come on. I'm getting excited right now. This is the month, Joel chapter 2, verses 23 through 32. Okay, I'm not going to read those to you right now, but go read them yourself. There's seven blessings. That would be double portion, financial abundance, restoration, miracles, God's divine presence, a blessing on your sons and daughters, and deliverance. In those scriptures, you're going to find seven blessings that God brings forth when his people return to him. He then says, I will bring back grain, wine, and oil. See, where he took it away in Haggai or in Hosea so the people would repent, now he brings it back so that the glory is released into the earth. He just wants his people to slow down, stop, look at him in awe and say, how great you are, and Lord, deal with me and cleanse me, that we might launch together a brand new kingdom in 5785, a kingdom under the leadership of the king who's been coronated, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the king of glory and splendor, and we are his church, his body, those that he died to reconcile unto himself and seat us in these heavenly places. Come on, this is a year of grace, a year of grace. Okay, so let me just read two scriptures to you because I'm so excited about these. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 says, be glad, people of Zion. Come on, that's you and me, those of us who believe in Yeshua as Lord and Savior. Come on, and if you don't, now's the time to get on board with Jesus as Messiah. All you have to do is ask God for forgiveness and you are forgiven, because Jesus's blood is sufficient. Just take a moment right now and say, Father, forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness, and Holy Spirit, come and live on the inside of me. And the word tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, you will be saved. Come on, give me a high five. I'm excited right now. Some of you watching this and you're saying, how can I be saved? How can I come back into this place of purity and holiness and righteousness with God? All it is an act of repentance. And that's what this time is all about. Listen, you will be brand new in Jesus. Come on. So Joel chapter 2, 23 says, be glad, O people of Zion, rejoice in the Lord, for he has given you autumn rains and righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. Now listen, the spring rains go from Passover to the Day of Atonement. And then we have the, that's the spring rains. Then we have the fall rains, which come from the Day of Atonement all the way back to Passover, okay? Which is the first feast on the Hebrew calendar. It happens in Nisan. That is the feast of Passover. So what do we mean by this? Everything that has happened that has been positive and good and a blessing for you is going to double itself starting October 12th. Whew, hallelujah. So this is the beginning. This is the seven blessings. This is how we enter into these three feasts. So listen, I know you've had some warfare this past week. Listen, and you may have a little bit more warfare here as we come into the new year. We're going to celebrate, hallelujah. But God is going to take you to some place. He's going to reveal some things to you. He wants you to change your thinking. He wants you to recover your sight and live in the heavenly realms with him. Come on, that's what this whole conversation is all about, is I'm just saying to you, it's time to live in the heavenly realms. Recover your sight. Where is his church seated? Not here. We're seated here and we do work here. Come on, you need to recover your sight. The year of overwhelming grace is the year that you will recover your sight and you will see Ido. You will see covenant. You'll stop seeing Bleepo. Bleepo is, you need this, you need that, you need this, you need that. And instead, Ido is, I have everything I need. Now, how can I build and expand from here? Ooh, okay, I'm getting excited. So anything from Passover here to the Day of Atonement is considered to be the spring rains. It's going to double itself. Come on, give me a high five. Double portion, double portion, double portion is coming. Hallelujah. And we know it's a year of double grace. Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh. 10, 5, 6, 5. Double grace. 5 is the number of grace. Woo-hoo-hoo. Okay. So then double portion leads to what? It leads to financial abundance. Whoa, come on. We need to have some supernatural blessings in the financial area for us to build properly in 5785. So Joel chapter 2 verse 24, the threshing floors will be filled with grain. That's what's purged out, and the vats will overflow with new wine. That's that you would seize and occupy, and new oil's coming too. So new wine and new oil is going to overflow. And oil is the anointing of God upon your life. Come on. You're going to seize and occupy some new places. And you're going to experience an overflow of the oil of God. And listen, the threshing floors are going to be filled with grain. That's wheat. That is fullness right there. Come on. That is grain. That is the bread of life. Come on. It's what's come out, but then what's been brought forth, what's been birthed, okay? It's a loaf. Come on, right here. So you're going to get the bread, you're going to get the wine, and you're going to get the oil. Come on, give me a high five right now in the name of Jesus. Okay, so we're excited about Joel chapter 2, verses 23 and 24, double portion and financial abundance. That's where we're going to hang this week until you get my message next week as we prepare for Yom Kippur. Now, what does this mean? This means that we've come into the first fruit of a brand new year. It's time to sow a seed. All right, come on. I'm talking to you serious right now. During this time of praying and fasting, during the days of awe, it's time to bless the Lord with an offering. Now, I talk about this in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. There's a whole chapter on the seasons to sow. Now, this is what the Emperor Constantine messed up the church concerning. Why? Because when Constantine changed our calendar from the Hebrew calendar to the Gregorian calendar, we lost the understanding of when the Church of Jesus Christ should come and bring God an offering. We lost the understanding of the feasts. See, the feasts are God's party. They're his moedim, his appointed times and seasons. So when God has a party, you need to come to the party and bring him a gift. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. You need to bring God a gift. See, you're not going to get invited to a party with somebody and not bring them a gift. Come on, you don't do that. You don't do that. Why? Because most of the time, the person that's hosting the party or their family that's hosting, they would have blessed with food, with drink. They would have brought forth a blessing to those that they've invited to come to the party. Come on, God does this. He throws a party. It's his moedim, and he brings forth the food, the wine, the oil, the bread, the wine, the oil. He brings it forth, and then we come and we bring him an offering. in proportion to that which we have received. Come on, I'm getting excited right now in the name of Jesus. So what I'm speaking to you right now is it's time to sow your seed. Now, how do I know this? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 16 and 17. It says three times a year we're to come before the Lord. Yes, this is you. This is me. This is the church of Jesus Christ. This is those of us who believe in Yeshua Messiah. And this is an everlasting mandate forever. That's what he tells us in Exodus chapter 12, verse 14. These feasts will never go away. But Constantine wrote it out during the Council of Nicaea that we should honor the feast. Instead, we call Passover Easter. Instead of the month of Sivan, where we have Shavuot, we now call it Pentecost, okay? And it doesn't have the same understanding as the month of Sivan has, okay? Then we come into the fall time frame. We don't recognize anything on the Christian calendar according to the fall time frame. We might say, oh, let's have a harvest party. That's not recognizing the fall feast. The feast of the Lord, there's three of them, for the present and for the future. That's what? Rosh Hashanah, Lashana Tova, right? The Feast of Trumpets, or it is the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, 10 days later, or what? It's 5 days later, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Sukkot, or the Festival of Joy. Three feasts, but God is calling you to come and bring an offering and sow a seed. Now, listen, if you don't understand this, get a copy of my book. People are missing out on their blessings because they're not sowing God at the right times and seasons. You got to give him a special offering. This is not your tithe. This is not according to Malachi chapter 3. This is not nothing like this. This is about sowing during the Moedims or the festivals. Now, King Solomon knew this. Solomon knew this because in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, we find that he's doing that as well. He's sowing a seed specifically, and he always sowed them. New moons. There is a new moon that is out here starting on October 2nd at sundown, a new moon. And as a matter of fact, one of the seven blessings of this season is that there would be signs in the sky. That's from Joel chapter 2 as well. There would be blood moons. And guess what? There is a yearly annual solar eclipse, the Ring of Fire, that's coming out on October 2nd. So the sky reveals in signs and wonders that the calendar has changed over, and boop, boop, blow the trumpet in Zion. There is a new year coming. Come on. Now listen, according to Gregorian calendar, we're still in the year 2024. But according to the Hebrew calendar, we've shifted already into the next year, 5785. Come on. So listen, you can't make this stuff up. Come on. Then there's something, another sign in the sky. There's something called the two moons that are happening. And one started on September 29th and is going to go to the end of November. What's the second moon? It's called PT5. Come on, you can't make this up. It's called PT5. It is an asteroid that is very, very large, and it is also going to orbit the Earth, and it's going to look like we have two moons in the sky. What is that? That's double grace. That's 5-5. That's overwhelming grace. There's two moons showing up this year. Come on, I'm getting super excited right now. So we have PT5 and we have the Ring of Fire, as in the new moon. It's where the moon passes in front of the sun and you see a ring of fire. It's an annual eclipse that happens only during new moon times. So come on. And this is in the Word of God. Come on, I'm so excited right now. I got to read it to you. Okay, this, remember I told you, read Joel chapter 2, verses 23 through 32. Okay, so this one is specifically Joel chapter 2, same seven blessings, but this is the sixth blessing, okay? This is between the sixth and seventh blessing. This is signs in the sky, and this is Joel chapter 2, verses 30, okay? 30 and 31. It says, I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, okay? The ring of fire. All right, it's going to look like a blood moon. It's going to be red with fire and pillars of smoke, and the sun will be turned to darkness. What happens? The moon comes in front of the sun and the moon into blood. The moon's going to look like blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord coming. There are signs that happen in the sky every year according to the Hebrew calendar. Come on, you cannot make this stuff up. So the sky and the skies declare, the heavens declare the work of the Lord. So the heavens are declaring that the calendar has turned over to a double year of grace. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. The heavens are declaring it. And what, we've got two moons, right? We got two moons coming up. Come on. Really? Really? Come on. Listen, send this to your friend who are non-believers. Send it to your friends. Those that are going, you know what? I'm not sure I believe all this stuff. Come on. You cannot make this up. This was written in the Word of God that this is the time of year that these things happen. Guess what is happening? Go back in history. It's been happening historically for years. This time of year, we see these miraculous things happen because God is making a statement. And he's doing it through the heavens declare. Listen, even Job knew that. I teach all of that in the revelation teachings that I do on my website. If you go to CandiceSmithman.com, download the revelation of the ages, okay? And I talk all about the year 6000 coming. I talk all about the various signs in the sky, how the heavens declare, and even how it works with the Maseroth. This is exciting stuff. There's four really powerful teachings, and you can download them when you get the Hebrew bundle. Look for the Hebrew bundle on my website at CandiceSmithman.com or go to dreamminters.org. Download it, get a copy, and you can start to listen so you can get up to speed. This is excellent stuff to study during this month of Tishrei. Come on, brand new Hebrew calendar. Let's start ourselves off right. Okay, so we also know that in accordance with Haggai chapter 2, and what I was teaching you, Haggai chapter 1, okay, the last 3 weeks, Haggai chapter 2, it says specifically that in the seventh month, which is this month, come on, blow the trumpet in Zion. We're coming into the seventh month on the religious calendar, the first month on the civil calendar, seventh month, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai, and he spoke to Zerubbabel, the governor, and then he spoke to Joshua, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people that had ears to hear. Come on. They were ready to see and hear what God was doing. And he began to speak to them. And he says, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison as though it's nothing? So God is challenging them. And he says, but be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, high priest, and all the people of the land. For the Lord says, when you work, I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. So according to the word that I covenanted with you when I brought you out of Egypt, my spirit remains with you, so fear not. So God's saying, listen, my spirit is with you. Fear not. I brought you all the way out of Egypt. Come on. I brought you into the promised land. For thus says the Lord of hosts, in a little while, yet once, it is a little while, and I'm going to shake the heavens. Come on. And I'm going to shake the earth. And I am going to shake the sea and the dry land, and I'm going to shake the nations. Come on, that's what God is doing now in this year of overwhelming grace. He's bringing reformation, okay? He's causing people to seek after him for purity, righteousness, and holiness. I'm going to shake the nations, and the desire of all the nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So listen, the glory of this house, the latter house, the year of overwhelming grace, is going to be greater than last year. This is the month that it starts. And he says, what? In the 21st day. Guess what the 21st day is? The very end of the Feast of Tabernacles. So once we come through the 3 weeks here, we're going to be entering into a new realm of glory. Come on, somebody give me a high five. Glory, 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 glory. Come on. God is getting ready to do something amazing, and you are on the cusp of it. So recover your sight. Look up. Look up. Go up, come up, like Revelation chapter 4. Look up and see the signs in the sky. Put out your hand and watch God bring you double portion, financial blessing, all the seven blessings of the Lord coming. But also sow a seed into good ground. Listen, choose a ministry that has been a blessing to you and go before the Lord and say, Lord, this is not my tithe, but I'm bringing a gift to the party. And I want to honor you, Father. I want to honor you because your word says it. Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17. Now listen, my husband and I have been doing this for 20 years. And we have seen the miraculous, the remarkable, an increase in our finances, double portion, financial abundance, deliverance, miracles, God's divine presence, a blessing on our sons and daughters. Our kids are so blessed. And deliverance. And what is this? It's because we know when to come to God and sow a seed. Come on, I'm talking to you right now. Do you know when the right time is? Now's the right time. Even though Constantine wrote it out of the Gregorian calendar, and most Christian calendars are Gregorian, they are not Hebrew. We've missed the power times to come. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, Satan is identified as one that's going to come, and he is going to frustrate the saints of God. Who's that? That's you and me. And he's going to confuse the times and seasons. He did that. He did that back in AD 325 with the Council of Nicaea under Emperor Constantine's government. What happened during that time is the calendar got shifted and the Christians lost their power. This was backed by a lot of lies that Constantine and his team propagated. They wanted to separate Christianity from Judaism. Now listen to me. Christianity is founded in Judeo-Christian roots. Okay, the Judeo roots, the Old Testament, the Torah, we are founded on that. Those who believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior are founded on that. Jesus Christ himself loved the Torah and he knew it and he lived it and he taught it. And he not only taught it from what it said, but he taught it in word and deed, in faith. He brought it forth. He exemplified the Torah. He fulfilled the Torah as he walked the earth. He was the fulfillment of the Torah. Now, why is this important? It's important because we as Christians need to know that what was written long before we had a change in government, secular government, civil government that established a new foundation for a new calendar, we had God's calendar. Get back on it. That's the Hebrew calendar. And this is what we need to be doing now, is we need to be properly positioning ourselves to give God when God says give. And he says, three times a year, you're to come before me. If Solomon knew this, even in the book of Ezra, they knew this, right? It's written through so many different areas all throughout the Word of God. Go get my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, and let me walk you through understanding this. Because until you grab a hold of when it's right to sow a seed, you're missing out on your blessing. That's just it. You can give all your tithes, but if you miss the times that are appointed by God according to his word, and you miss that in his word he says we're supposed to give him something, and you missed it because you just stumbled over it when you were reading the word of God because you didn't understand what the months of the calendar were on there, you didn't understand what Pentecost meant, or you didn't understand what the month of Sivan was, or what the month of Nisan was, or what the month of Tishri was, or what Feast of Tabernacles was. You just missed it because in Christianity, we don't teach that. All right. You have to know the core of the Judeo roots in order for you to understand the word of God. And so God has said this specifically. So get up to speed with it and sow a seed. Now listen, you sow a seed in faith according to the proportion in which God says to sow it. Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17. Read it. Read Exodus chapter 12, verse 14. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 8. Read Ezra chapter 3. Come on, there's more than that. Start reading and sow a seed in faith. Give God a blessing on his moedim, his appointed party time. Come on, if God's having a party, you're invited. Come and bring him a gift. This is what he says. For those who believe and bless him, there is blessings of grain, wine, and oil. There is so much that's going to come forth. There is such a huge blessing. And listen, God wants you to get your life in order. You've been praying. You've been saying, God, get my finances in order. God, get my life in order. God, get my kingdom business in order. God, get this, my family in order. Okay, sow a seed for all of those things that you want to see, all of those things come into order. And you're going to meet God at his appointed time. Come on, don't miss this. It's his appointed time. It's his season. It's his Moedim. And you're going to bring him a gift. I'm going to bring him a gift. Sow it into a ministry that pours into you. Come on. There's tons of ministries all over the planet. I sow into tons of ministries all over the planet. Come on. One of my passions is to pull children out of sex trafficking. My husband and I sow a tremendous amount into ministries all over, plenty of ministries, sex trafficking, amongst other ministries we support. It is time to begin to bless the Lord with whatever you have. Go before him and bless him, whatever you have. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. And so we're going to give him all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. And we're going to thank him with a thank offering. Whew, I'm getting excited. Let me pray for you right now. Father, I just praise you and I thank you in the mighty name of Yeshua for the revelation that's come forth during our time. And I thank you, Father, for the seven blessings of the atonement coming forth to the people today. I thank you that we enter into this brand new Hebrew New Year. All the old has passed away and the new has come. And we're stepping in to the fall rains, the double portion of the spring rains. I thank you for salvation, healing, deliverance. I thank you for blessings on the sons and daughters. I thank you for miracles. I thank you for restoration. What the locusts have stolen, you're going to bring back, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the promises of Joel chapter 2. I thank you, Father, that when I look in the sky, I see the heavens are agreeing that the calendar has changed and we're going to get on plan with you. Father, I thank you for my friends that are watching. You're going to reveal to them anything that is stopping their blessings from coming forth in the name of Jesus. And we call it gone right now. We bind every enemy that has come against you in the name of Jesus and pushed you down and created fear, anxiety, and depression and taken your hope. And I speak to you now and say, listen, raise up in your hope. A hope deferred makes the heart sick, but God says your hope is not deferred. Step into the place of promise and begin to move forward. God says it is a new year. Let us rejoice. Blow the trumpet in Zion and bless the Lord today. Let's start brand new for you, for your family, for your friends, for your kingdom business, for your church, for your ministry, for your neighborhood, for your city, for your state, for the United States of America, and for every nation in the earth. I stand in agreement. The calendar is changed over. Let us be blessed according to his word. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm excited. Share this with a friend. People do not know about this. They do not know about the things that I have shared in this meeting with you right here. Come on, this personal meeting. They do not know about this stuff. Please share this video. Let people know it's time to sow a seed. Come on, if you want to sow here at Candace Smithman Ministries, do it. Come on, be a blessing. We're going to go and we're going to send it forth and we're going to bless others. Go to dreamminters.org. Maybe it's time in this brand new season that God is calling you to step it up and to get some training and education that you can be a good discipler. Maybe God is saying to you, come on, now's the time. You considered your ways. Let us build fresh and new. Sign up for one of our soul transformation classes, one of our Dream Mentors 101 classes. Get yourself a biblical life coach or be a biblical life coach. Come on, get the training that you need to start running small groups and being who God has called you to be. Go to dreamminters.org and sign up. We have classes starting this month of October. You need to get in one now. Share this with a friend. Again, get my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. It is a powerful book that's going to help get you into proper position and proper order for the upcoming year. And listen, it's a book that you can read it every single year. You come back to all the revelations every single year. It never goes away. It's not like a regular Hebrew calendar where you say, oh, it's end. I got to buy a new one. No, that's not what this is. This is continual. It's continual. It's continual. So grab a copy today. Go to CandaceSmithman.com. We'll get one out to you right away or go into any major bookseller all over the world. It's also in Kindle. You can get it there or in other ebook forms or go to my website and you can also download it with the Revelation of the Ages message. Go to the Hebrew bundle. and download it there. Come on, I'm getting super excited right now. All right, share this with a friend. This has been a great time of blowing the trumpet in Zion. We're getting excited. October 2nd at sundown through October 4th, and then we're going to step in to October 12th, Yom Kippur. Come and meet me on the Washington Mall. I'm going to be there. I want to see you. I want to give you a hug. It's going to be a great time. Join the Esthers and the Mordecais in a great movement as we see God say, I'm going to bless your nation in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, be blessed, and we will see you next week for a new and fresh message.